This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Last week, Governor John Bel Edwards debuted his $32 billion budget proposal for the upcoming fiscal year. Unsurprisingly, the second-term governor's plan highlighted new investments in education. But Edwards is facing criticism for something his plan didn't include, a pay increase for public school teachers. Last year, Louisiana teachers got a $1,000 pay raise. And on the campaign trail, Edwards said more was on the way. The changing course isn't sitting well with the state's teachers' unions. Today, I'm joined by the leader of one of those unions, Dr. Tia Mills, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Dr. Mills, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me. I truly appreciate being on today.
Were you surprised that Governor Edwards' plan didn't outline specific pay raises for teachers?
We are. The governor placing it in his wish list would show that he sees us as a priority. But this is just step one, and we're hopeful that the negotiations will take place.
Jay Darden, Edwards' top budget advisor, said school districts could theoretically raise teacher pay with the additional money the administration would send their way. That's about $39 million spread across the state. What's your reaction to that idea?
That would be nowhere near enough to fully support a salary increase for our educators. And not to mention that the money that is going to be allocated to those districts, they may very well need that money for the operation budget. I've been visiting schools all across this state. And while there are some schools that are in very good shape, there are others who are in dire need of additional assistance. We need it explicitly placed in the budget that educators are going to receive an additional raise so we can bring it to the Southern Regional Average.
Governor Edwards has set his goal on getting Louisiana up to the Southern Regional Average, but that's a moving target. How are other states addressing teacher pay, and is Louisiana at risk of being left behind?
I can very well see that happening. Mississippi, for example, they're in the process of passing a bill that includes a salary increase for their educators. Texas, when we did a salary increase last year, they went up yet again to make it further and further out of reach, as well as Georgia. There are a lot of southern states who are increasing their salaries in order to make sure that the educators are receiving a livable wage. And that's all we want for our educators. They're the best and brightest in the classrooms, and we want to keep them there. I really do not want to see educators feel compelled to move to other states because the salaries are more appealing than the ones we're offering. We're in a critical shortage across this state and nation with educators, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that the pay is not competitive.
There have been some highly publicized teacher strikes and walkouts around the nation over the last couple of years. Would Louisiana teachers consider a similar action?
A teacher strike would be considered a very last resort. We really would like to have conversations with the governor and the governor's office to talk about how we can work together on this. There are a lot of hurt educators across this state. They wanted to know, well, why is it that we're not being included? Did he forget about the fact that we supported him? I know that he didn't. I think he understands the work that was done in order to get him reelected by the educators in this state because they believe in him. They believe in him, and they still do.
Well, Dr. Mills, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Tia Mills, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.